Well, I've seen a lot of progress which brought improvements for the human rights situation of many people living in the country. When I started in 2008, the situation was quite different. The military was ruling the country. The people have no possibility to express themselves freely. There were almost 2,000 political prisoners. There was no freedom of media in the country. And basically the fighting in the ethnic border areas was still continuing and affecting the ordinary people, the villagers. This has changed, particularly after 2010, when the government and the country hold national elections.
The issue of political prisoners is very central in most of your reports. What is the progress?
The new government, let's say, who started in 2010, committed to the release of all the political prisoners. And gradually, the president of Myanmar issued a number of amnesties, decrees, and started to release political prisoners. Many of them, I met them during my missions in the country in different jails. Now I can meet them in the UN offices, for example, in Yangon. This has been a very good achievement of the government of Myanmar. Most of the political prisoners has been released. However, some of them remain in prison, and the government is trying to work on that, to identify who are still remaining behind bars. But also there is an issue of new arrests. And this is something that the government needs to work on, to allow people to demonstrate, those who want to peacefully demonstrate. There are disagreements in different issues. They have the right to do that. It is in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights to peacefully demonstrate. And in some cases, the government is arresting these people. And the government needs to understand that this is a transition to democracy. And they need to accept these kind of freedoms.
There is a conflict in the north, in the Kachin state, in the Rakhine state. Have you seen any efforts by the government to bring back law and order in those areas?
I just came back from Myanmar in February. And you know which area I visited? I had a chance to go to a non-state control area. This is an area controlled by an ethnic armed group. This was the first time that a human rights reporter visited a non-state control area. And I believe that that was a very good gesture from the government to try to build trust with the ethnic minority groups. Because in Myanmar, what's going on now, at this moment, is a process towards ceasefire, towards stopping the fighting, particularly, as you say, in Kachin State. I believe there are some elements in the government who had a good willing and good intention to reach an agreement with the ethnic groups. But a very important question here is, what is the role of the military? The military has been in power for many, many years. And now the ceasefire talks, the peace talks, are between the ethnic groups and the president of Myanmar and his team, the civilian government. What is the role of the military? Is the military committed to this kind of peace talks? That's a very important question that we need to look into how this goes. But I really have a hope that in the near future there will be peace in the north part of the country.
We saw the release of Aung San Suu Kyi. What role do you think her release has played in the democratization of Myanmar?
I believe that after visiting the country 9 times, holding this mandate for 6 years, I see that the people in Myanmar see that there is an opportunity after too many years of military governance. They see that this is an opportunity for a change, with a lot of challenges, with a lot of concerns, with a lot of issues still to be addressed, serious human rights issues, but there is an opportunity. And I think that Madame Aung San Suu Kyi also understood that this was an opportunity and decided to become part of the transition. That's why she ran as a candidate for the parliament. Now she's a member of the parliament. And she's playing also the role of as a political leader in Myanmar. So I believe that we need to see what happens in the near future. You should know that in 2015, it's going to be a national elections in Myanmar. So there is now at the moment a discussion in the country whether or not Aung San Suu Kyi will be able to run as a candidate for the presidency. since there is a provision in the constitution which impedes her for run as a candidate. So these are discussions are going on at the moment in the country.